Divorce lawyers are privy to some of the lowest moments in people's lives and some of the rockiest conversations they have to have about money and family. But Nashville attorney Su Ling Shea says some couples have found a way to separate more amicably. She talked to WPLN's Emily Siner in our podcast, Movers and Thinkers.
Su Ling Shea doesn't get to see couples at their best. Communication is often contentious, and that makes discussions about sensitive topics like how to divide up the bank accounts or what's going to happen with the kids all the more difficult.
The trust may not be there anymore. And once the trust is violated, how hard it is for that couple to work through all the different issues in their relationship.
As hard as it was to stay in it, it can be just as hard to get out. But some of the couples Su Ling works with are trying to do what's called a collaborative divorce, which at least in theory is less contentious than a traditional one. What makes one divorce easier than another?
Usually collaborative divorces work when both couples are committed to being honest with each other. That means full disclosure of all assets, even though, like, one of the spouses handled all the finances. So you have to have that ability for that trust to be still there in order for a collaborative divorce to work.
So it's almost like they still have bits of their love
Yes.
that they're tapping into?
Yes. You have to be generous, not in terms of, like, just, you know, keeling over and giving away everything, but generous in spirit is what I think is important. And then the other part is find some shred of what you used to once love about that person. You have to remember why you were attracted to that person in the first place. What was it that you loved about them? And if you can find that, yeah, you can collaboratively divorce.
Even at the end of a relationship, love is still important. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
There's more of the conversation about understanding what love is on our podcast, Movers and Thinkers. Find it at podcasts.wpln.org or wherever you listen to your shows.